In Surrey Quays early this morning and tried to talk to him. Our reporter Amelia Harper, who's nearby, says they then called specialist backup.
They were threatened by this individual, and so armed officers were then called. The man at that point had got inside the house by the time that those specialist officers were called, and then inside the house, a police firearm was discharged.
Well, two people inside the building suffered minor injuries. The DUP claims a deal's been reached which could see power sharing restored within days. Its leader, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, says his party is prepared to return to Stormont as soon as UK legislation's published to change post-Brexit training agreements. Dublin's welcomed it. But Jamie Bryson, the editor of the Unionist Voice, is sceptical about the party's promises.
Zero checks, zero customs paperwork. So I look forward to seeing the amendment of the Windsor framework, which does that as a matter of law. And if Geoffrey's been caught misleading at 9 o'clock on the first morning, he has some significant problems.
Kate Forbes, Scotland's former finance secretary, has told the UK's COVID inquiry there was no government policy in place to delete WhatsApp messages during the pandemic. Nicola Sturgeon's already said she cleared her chat histories. HSBC's been fined £57 million for failures to correctly register which accounts were entitled to compensation if the bank collapsed. It's the second largest penalty imposed by the bank. Prudential Regulation Authority. Farmers have set up roadblocks around the French capital and apparently plan to stop traffic at the Belgian port of Zeebrugge later. They're angry about red tape, high fuel costs and unfair competition. And the UK's population is almost 74 million people by 2036, up from the latest estimate of 67 million. The Office for National Statistics says 6 million of that increase is through net migration. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tim.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at that weather. Looking pretty overcast in Brentwood. It's going to stay like this most of the day. In fact, all the day. It will be dry. 10 degrees, thick clouds and a moderate breeze. Going down to about 2 degrees overnight. Tomorrow, it will be sunny on and off at 10 degrees. And as we move towards Thursday, you'll get quite a nice bit of sunshine, actually, Thursday throughout the day. So look forward to the sunshine, which is coming tomorrow and Thursday.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through to 1. Now, my classic track of the day is Haitian Divorce by Steely Dan. Now, this was released in 1976. I first heard it probably about 5 years ago and I went, what is this track? What is this track? And fell in love with it and played it to death. Absolutely love this track. I love the guitar on it and I just think it's brilliant. And it was, as I said, fresh music to my ears, although the song came out in 1976. Now, the reason for the song, you can go to Vegas for a quickie marriage, but what about if you wanted a quickie divorce? In the early 70s, Haiti made it easy, allowing foreigners to divorce with hardly any restrictions. The big sell was the only one member of the married party had to be married to request it. For Haiti, this was a tourism ploy as travel agents would send Americans looking for a quick and easy divorce to the island. And this is what was the idea behind the song. So here's Steely Dan. This is the classic track of the day from 1976, Haitian Divorce.
Soon everybody knew the thing was
That was amazing. I love it. Steely Dan, Haitian divorce. Now, you would have seen climate activists target the Mona Lisa, throwing soup over. And then, luckily, the piece is actually covered with glass, so nothing would happen. But you know what? They'll probably get you know, a slap on the wrist. What I would like to see when activists do this, okay? Because it doesn't really make you. I don't know. I mean, I'm not talking about. I don't know what they were, you know, what particular thing they were talking about to do with the climate. But what I would like to see is if you spray paint and you do stuff, they go, listen, right, okay, we're going to do something right now. You can either clear it up with the help of somebody supervising you, so you will clear up every single bit. You won't touch the painting anywhere near that because we'll do it. But you'll clear it up. If you don't, you automatically will go to prison for 5 years. So there's a mop and a bucket, and you get on and you clear it up. That's what I would do. Because I don't know, because somebody, some poor person, has got to come and clear that up, or it would be a specialist company, possibly. But, you know, there'll be a cleaner that will be like, oh, you know. And these people just walk off and get a slap on the wrist. That's what I would do. Talking about bringing new laws in, that's what I would do. Not that I don't want people to protest, because obviously that is, you want freedom to protest, but when people do things like throwing, you know, or when they were doing the stuff on the bridge, M25, which is really dangerous and things like that, and people got to risk their lives to get out there, then I don't really have any sympathy. And I just think it's, and it also, when they got on the trains, I remember the activists, I think they tried to stop a train at West Ham or Barking or somewhere. I mean they mustn't have done their they mustn't have done their research. I mean, you could try it at Kensington and probably wouldn't have too many problems. Not West Ham, love. Guys, the people there won't put up with that. I think they took people off the train. I mean, this is general public. You wouldn't put up with things like that. Pick your area if you're going to do something like that. But it is in the paper. I mean, obviously people are concerned about the climate. But we still want to go from A to B, don't we? And as I said yesterday, it's all right to talk about the climate. And even when they had these big meetings, why don't you do them on Zoom? Why are they flying all over the world to go and meet somewhere? And then you've got all these superstars with them. Oh, yeah, I really believe in the climate. And then they're going on their private jets and helicopters and on their yachts of their friends and all of this. It's a load of old rubbish. If they stopped polluting, the rest of us could do our one flight a year holiday with no worries whatsoever. But why is it us that has to worry about taking the plane, you know? Or driving our vehicles that are, you know, low pollution when they've got all these massive cars and things. Super rich. I wouldn't mind being super rich, actually. I don't know what car I'd have that. I don't know, because you've got to be really careful. If you're super rich, you've got the kidnap threats and all sorts of things going on. Do you know what I mean? I just like to be nice and comfortable. I mean, I am comfortable, but I mean, I'd like to be, you know, where you could go and buy, you know, take friends on holiday and things like that. I'd say that. I'm not taking anyone all day. If my friend's listening, you're getting nothing from me. If you could bring one thing into the law in the UK, what would it be? One law that you could change. I'll be reading out some of your answers in a while. This is a classic. It is Soft Cell with Tainted Love.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
Again. me, baby, change your love. Touch me, baby, change your love. Tainted love.
People on their broken homes don't wanna fight no more. All the people nursing shattered bones don't wanna fight no more. If there's no profit in peace, so we've gotta fight some more. And all those who are in foreign lands don't wanna fight no more. And all those who lost their feet or hands don't wanna fight no more. There's no profit in peace, boys. We've gotta fight some more.
It's Ocean Colour Scene. Paul just said I really like that song. Now, what's coming up for the rest of the day here on Phoenix FM? Let's have a little look. Right, coming up after me, and we'll be having a chat with him very, very soon, as soon as he gets to the studio, is the one and only, the wonderful Scott Ross. Drive Time Show with Jo Bailey. She's going to be bringing you home with local events, interview, drive live sessions, travel, guest intro, and great music. The show that goes something like this at 6 p.m. with Ben Simmons, an unpredictable show, crazy themes, awesome music, and loads of interactivity. 8 p.m. is Simp City with Rob Harvey, new wave and electronic music. And then you've got the playlist through till 7 o'clock when you'll get Mikey Porter back with The Breakfast Show. That's all coming up on Phoenix 98FM.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. Stay tuned. Absolutely love.
true. There I was, standing alone, no one else but you. Falling into your arms, that's all I had to do. Falling into your arms, that's all I had to do. The breeze blows on the sea now. I can't go back to that pain. Thousand voices in the water calling out their names. Falling into your arms.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, you'll be pleased to know that Scott Ross has sauntered into the Phoenix FM studio. I just looked up to see what he was doing and he's gone. I was literally just looking at my phone, I've put my glasses, I looked up to say something and it disappeared. Unless he's vanished. He could have fallen over. I'll just check. No, I wouldn't know actually because I can't see over the other side of the desk. I'll have a look in a minute. Hopefully he's not collapsed or anything or fallen over. I think he's just gone outside to make himself a drink or something. I don't know. It was about to have a conversation. I put the fader up quick. Where's he gone? She's left the room. Yes, we'll be chatting with Scott Ross in a while. When I can find him, unless he's run off. I think that song is, should we have a guess?
What do you think that song is?
Kids by Robbie and Kylie. I was talking to the audience.
Oh, sorry.
I can hear you mumbling in the background, your microphone is. It's January, I think, 2011.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, no.
That's been a lot.
No, is it? Is it that old? Yeah. No, it's not. It's 2000.
Is it really?
Wow, yeah.
There you are.
That's well old.
Almost 24 years ago.
Well, I can't even work that out. Anyway, I'm joined in the studio, as you can hear, by Scott Ross, who's... What are you standing like that for?
The usual technical problem, and I couldn't hear a thing, and then realised that it helps if you put the right pair of headphones on.
Yeah, the ones that are plugged in, I do that for
yes,
you.
Yes.
I sat there, I'm sitting here actually earlier, and I went, oh, where's the head? Because I take my headphones on and off throughout the show.
Yeah.
And I thought, where are the headphones? And then I thought, oh, hold on a minute, I'm wearing them. I do it quite a bit, it's terrible, really.
I do that with my glasses.
Yeah. I need to get a glasses chain. I quite like the fact I want one. You know, right. Like a chain to put your glasses on.
Chain, yeah. Round your neck, yeah.
Round my necks. Round my neck. So what is coming up? Are you able to tell us what's coming up in your show? Or do you need more time or maybe a holiday? I don't know.
Talking about a holiday. Well, of course, being a Tuesday, I'm going to be joined once again by Margaret Mills. And she's going to be taking us off to Horam Hall near Thaxted. And she's got some history about that particular establishment. And we're also going to be hearing about a very unusual restaurant that you might want to consider for Valentine, but probably not.
Oh, that sounds like it's going to be something not very nice.
Well, it's a little unusual, let's put it like that.
And will you be celebrating Valentine's? You've got plenty of time to get in there with a lovely present for your missus, who we saw yesterday.
Well, I did win her a large box of chocolates at a raffle on Sunday, so she's got that.
You cheapskate. I bet she bought the ticket as well, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Well, there you are.
There we are. There we go. And it doesn't... Listen, it doesn't matter. I mean, the thing is, because things are so expensive now, it's not about the amount of money you spend. It's just the thought. And even if you say, I can't... You know, and you don't need to give a gift, to be fair.
Mm.
But if you go out for something to eat, normally it's really expensive on Valentine's Day.
Or it can be.
You have to be... But there is a deal, actually. £42.50, five courses at Marco Pierre White's.
I know that.
Which is
tremendous.
A really good deal. And that food there is very
five
good.
Five courses, yeah.
I'd have to wear me elasticated pants for that. Not that I already do wear elasticated pants.
We won't want to be sitting anywhere close to you in case they give way. Then.
Thank you very much. Yeah, five people injured in the gene explosion. Thank you. It doesn't sound very good. I never thought I would be the person to wear pull-on jeans. I thought I'd rather die than that happen. And then you get older and you're like, where are the comfy trousers and flat shoes?
Well, yeah, indeed.
Exactly. Well, you used to wear heels for years, but we don't have to... talk about that. he's got a beautiful ankle, beautiful turn of an ankle there.
Yes.
Valentine's Day, don't go mad. I mean, just a card. You can hand make things, you know. It's the thought. That's it. It's just the thought. Don't look at me like that. It's the thought.
Yes.
I'll be expecting something on Valentine's Day. Not from you, obviously. I will be expecting something. And if I get nothing... then they will be getting nothing.
It will be trouble.
It will be trouble, yes. Now, Rick Astley is back with a brand new track. This is called Forever and More.
You came into my life like a hurricane. And you were wrong, but you were right. You said we only get one, and I said you were much. You drove me crazy, much too much, too much for me.
never felt something so strong. And I said you were much too much. You drove me crazy. Much too much. Too much for me. Now I'm getting gone, gone, gone. Like the summer goes at the end of September. Gone, gone, gone. Like the snowfall. Something that you'll always remember. And now you're gone, gone, gone. Forever and more. Came into my life like a hurricane. Turned my world upside down. And I'll never be the same. Now you're out of my life, cause I did you wrong. It's something that you'll always remember. Summer goes in September. Gone, gone, gone. Like the summer at the end of spring. I'm not sure they did you wrong. And that you'll always remember. And now you're gone, gone, gone. Forever and more.
Up next, the music of sound. This is Anandi.
I'm losing sleep. a sign around this lonely house that deep in me filthy fear. I'm losing sleep. I'm losing sleep. And I know I am tired to be a child.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Phoenix FM.
Love it.
Ready?
Oh, I do love that one. I found that track, actually. I'd say found it. I recommended it for the A-list because it's all over TikTok and there's an amazing dance. You get a lot of the sort of dances and the tracks are kind of mixed together on TikTok and then they sort of hit the charts after. But I love that, the dance of it on the dances. And then people copy it. Very hard to do. But they break it down so people can maybe, I mean, I couldn't do it. But it's amazing.
Good stuff. I wouldn't even try.
No.
In my efforts.
They do break it up. They break it up into the feet only, and then somebody else will do the arm movements. And it just shows you how complicated these dances, you know, are. But that they, these, you know, Jungkook and Usher are professionals. As
indeed
we know.
They are.
Did
indeed
we talk about what was coming up on your show? I can't
yes,
remember.
We did.
Do you know what? I've forgotten it. I'm so sorry.
It's that exhilarating.
So rude. So rude of me. I don't know. I don't even know where I am. You've thrown me by coming into the studio and doing things. I can't say that word. Something over something, as my mum would say. shall we have a look and see what people thought of this? Oh, hold on a minute. I won't play that. I need to play Nomad. This is Nomad with Presence.
All right.
This is my sort of music in the background. Hi, Stephen. Nomad are a band from, I think they're all based in Essex, actually.
From where?
Essex.
All right.
And this is their latest release, which is called Presence, and it's an instrumental jazz. So we'll have it in the background because I think it's beautiful.
Right.
And it's very relaxing. Now, my question of the day. If you could bring one thing into law into the UK, what would it be? So, Scott Ross, what would you bring in to law if you could? If it was Scott Ross's law, what would it be?
You've caught me now.
I'll read out Christopher's first, shall I?
I think you should.
Yeah, you have a little thing. Christopher said, I've got so many, where to begin? I'd make a law that people queue properly, that people walk on the left, no eating smelly food or being loud on public transport. Petty things, I know, but they wind me up. But serious laws, I'd go for no tax loopholes for offshore tax, zero tolerance on mates' money access to government influence. Also, no second jobs for MPs. Your job is an MP and you are paid well for it. When you're not in Westminster, you should be focused on your constituents, not just in the run-up to an election. The ones that really get me are the portfolio MPs. Not only are they working for their constituents, but they also have jobs in government and shadow government. I don't care if you're Conservative Party Deputy Chairman or GB News or Labour Secretary or on LBC. It's wrong. You shouldn't have time to do that.
Right.
There we go. Thank you very much, Christopher. Bob said, a law that held politicians to account for their promises. That's Bob.
Well, I think
scares me, Bob's
law. Almost impossible.
the Mighty Small said, that's a loaded one. Good question. The abolishment of tax loopholes and that companies pay taxes in the countries their businesses operate in. I would also like to introduce a scaled tax system that taxes the highest earners, the highest reducing as it works its way down to public services.
Right.
So people have had a serious think there. Thank you very much. And what are your thoughts? Now you've got to come up with something equally as highbrow, otherwise you're going to look like a fool. I was going to talk about bins, I feel bad now.
Then you'll be a has-been.
Thank you. I think already am, never mind. So what would Scott's law be?
Well, you've really, as I say, you haven't given me really any time to think about this properly. I can think of possible things based on what somebody already suggested with regard to, I think it would all be to do with parking restrictions.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They always drive me nuts.
Yes. Yeah, I like a high street where you can just park on the road and block the pavement. That's what, personally. If I was in charge of Brentwood on a Friday night, I'd say, like, park your car wherever you like, on the pavement, outside the pubs, and everyone would be happy. But no, you have to park in a car park, spoiling it for everybody.
If you can find a car park that's empty,
yeah,
and you can use some superhuman machine that actually gives you a ticket when you want it.
Yes. My one would be bins. I hate bins. I hate recycling. I don't mind recycling, but they're bringing in food bins. So I'd ban those in case of rats and other such things.
Mm.
And ban people from putting their bins outside my house for some reason. I don't know why they do it. I find it very annoying. One day I'm going to go loopy and just have some sort of major breakdown outside my house.
They put bins outside your house?
Yeah, well, the thing is, they collect them, and where I am, it's like the end of a sort of... And instead of leaving them outside their own houses, they put them outside mine, and it's just a bit... And if the bin's not collected, then outside my window, I've got a nice view of, like, five bins. So, I find bins, and what else would I bring in? I don't know. Yeah, the loopholes on tax and things like that, definitely. Because it's not right. And there we go. What a lovely way to end the show. Now, coming up, I think I'm going to play some Jonas Brothers featuring Bailey Zimmerman, which is called Strong Enough. You've got another couple of hours with Scott Ross. Bless you all. He's going to be here at 1 o'clock. No, he's always a great show. He'll be here at 1 o'clock. And then you've got Joe Bailey coming along later. And also you've got Ben Simmons and Rob Harvey, all with fantastic shows here on Phoenix FM.
Incredible stuff.
And if you do want to check out any of the interviews that we do during the week, and that's for all the shows, go to allthews.phoenixfm.com. We've got an amazing website, over 440,000 hits per month. It might even be more than that now. So it's well worth having a look. Now, I can't tell if I'm going to be a minute early. Am I a minute early? What's the time? Let me put my glasses on. Where am I? Oh, no. Oh, no, I was going to leave you with a whole minute to fill. Don't want to do that, do I?
I'd rather you didn't.
No, my timing's gone all over the place. I'm going to have to play your jingle. What a horrible thought, but let's do it. Here we go. It's gone terribly out of sync. There we go. I'll put your jingle on. And then hopefully by the time I'll catch up and I'll leave you just... See, what we try and do, it's called back timing. And what you try and do is we try and get a song to go to 59:52 so Scott Ross can sit here and then just sweep gently into the news without having too much of a problem.
That's the theory.
Yeah, it'll work. It should work now.
It worked yesterday.
No, I don't think it's going to work, is it? I don't know.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Made it, yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying, yeah, we're staying. Only got so long till the morning comes, and life is too short to be wasted. So light me up, twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough before the night is up. Just give me something good.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.